Danvers, Massachusetts has known persecution and authoritarianism before. The small town was at the center of the Salem witch trials in the 1690s. When locals petitioned King George for a town charter, the English sovereign rejected it and wrote back, "The king unwilling." This week, another unwilling administrator dealt a blow to a certain population of Danvers. Thomas Murray, principal of Danvers High School, banned this word.
Meep, meep.
That's right, the word meep. That was the Roadrunner. The word is also the sum total of the Muppet Beaker's entire vocabulary. Mike Spiewak is a senior at Danvers High School, and he helped popularize the seemingly innocuous word, and he's on the line with us now. Hi, Mike.
Hi.
Why are students at Danvers using the word meep?
Well, it started off as, you know, just being a little joke between friends.
But did you pick it up from Beaker or the Roadrunner?
No, actually, my friend Alex, he picked it up on Xbox Live. He was in a party with a couple of kids playing Call of Duty last year. One of the kids that were in the party, you know, he said meep, and, you know, Alex picked it up and we started using it.
So what are a few examples of how you would use the word meep?
Well, you can just say meep. Being a one-word sentence, you can say, "How the meep are you? Shut the meep up."
Now, that sounds like a substitute for another word, a not-so-friendly word, that some of our listeners might be familiar with.
Yeah, correct. You could replace meep with an F-bomb, so that way you're not swearing. But that's not usually how we would use it. We'd just say it as a one-word sentence. And when the school told us we were unable to use this word and there would be consequences about it, kids have started using the word, not knowing where it came from, why we were using it, what it means, and protest of the schools telling us that we couldn't use it.
Now, we tried to call your principal, but we couldn't get a hold of him. He told your local paper, the Salem News, that it was more than just the use of the word, that it was also about the way students were behaving. Why do you think he banned the word?
We used to stand in front of this teacher's room, and we would use it, you know, meet me, whatever, when, you know, we all came in the school in the morning. We were asked to move. We were asked to stop using the word. More kids began using it, interrupting his classroom time during the school day, and he just felt that, you know, it needed to stop.
Well, that sounds like a pretty reasonable request. I mean, if kids were doing it in the middle of class, you know, the guy was getting annoyed.
Right.
So you don't have any problem with the ban?
I personally don't. I think it's unfair that they banned a word that's not even a real word.
So despite all these problems, are you guys still meeping?
Absolutely. We mostly use it out of school now, so, you know, when we text each other, when we call each other. So that's the only time we really use it, but, some of us still use it in school every so often.
Mike Spiewak is a meeping senior from Danvers High School. Mike, thanks for your time.
You're welcome. Thank you.
As Americans think about their Afghan strategy, Saudi Arabia is thinking about its own future and about the way Saudis think. It's opened a brand new university, already one of the wealthiest in the world. The King Abdullah University of Science and Technology, known as KAUST, has an endowment of $10 billion. It's trying to be an oasis of academic freedom in a very traditional society. Kelly McEvers reports.
The university opened to great fanfare in late September. Fireworks and a laser light show proclaimed a new era of scientific research. Here in a region where students routinely score below the international average in math and science. Arab heads of state joined Saudi King Abdullah to congratulate him on his pet project, a graduate-level institution that will research how to harness solar power, desalinate water, and genetically alter plants to survive in the harsh desert. The hope is to create millions of jobs for an exploding population and to help modernize Saudi society by going co-ed, which until now was strictly forbidden. Humanity has been the target of vicious attacks from extremists, the king said at the ceremony. Scientific centers that embrace all people are the first line of defense against these extremists. The next day, Saudi newspapers lavished praise on the king. But then, one Islamic TV channel featured a popular cleric on a call-in show. When asked about KAUST, Sheikh Sahad al-Shithri said men and women studying together is unacceptable. And he said religious scholars should review the university's curriculum to avoid what he called irregular and alien ideologies, like evolution. His comments sparked a harsh debate between reformers and religious conservatives. Jamal Khashoggi, the editor of a reformist newspaper, wrote an editorial accusing al-Shithri and his followers of trying to sabotage the opening of Khoust.
They're afraid of progress. They are afraid of what they see behind Khoust. They see a cynical plan to secularize Saudi Arabia, which doesn't exist. And they are afraid.
In the end, the sheikh was fired from his position on a council of religious scholars who advised the king. But since then, he has become a hero of sorts among conservatives. He was able to keep his teaching job at a leading Islamic university. And the reformers seem to have backed down a bit.
I'm standing outside the main gate of the Khoust campus right now. The architecture is stunning. It's unlike anything you would see in conservative Saudi Arabia. It's more like flashy Dubai, modern shapes coming out of the desert. The government invited scores of journalists to come and write about the opening of this institution. But now, since the controversy, the campus is totally off limits to journalists and outsiders. Officials say they don't want anything to interfere with the academic activity of the school.
Either way, the people at Khoust say they're thrilled to be part of the project. Leading scientists from around the world have come on five-year contracts with annual research budgets between $400,000 and $800,000. To lure the first class of 375 students, the majority of whom are from Saudi Arabia, China, and Mexico, Khoust paid their final year of undergraduate studies and offers full tuition plus a stipend now. Nathan Ball graduated from Texas A&M and is here to study bioengineering. He blogs about experiences at Khoust, like the recent student elections. He says he knows Saudi Arabia is watching Khoust to see if such ideas can work in the larger society.
It's been really interesting to have men and women sitting in the same classrooms, because we have women who are very traditional and they wear the full of baya and even the face cover. And they're comfortable with that. And then we have women from the United States or from more Western culture who are dressing semi-conservatively with long pants and shirts that cover adequately. But everybody's comfortable in their own dress and in their own culture.
Like another student said, that's how it is in big companies, in real life. And he says that's how it could be in Saudi Arabia. For NPR News, I'm Kelly McEvers, Riyadh.